Senate works weekend to pass politically irresponsible infrastructure deal. By Wendell Hasebo on July 31, 2021. The Senate will work this weekend to pass the politically irresponsible infrastructure deal by continuing to write the massive bill's text. The Senate should be able to process the legislation quickly given the bipartisan support. But as Friday evening came around, the full text of what promises to be a massive bill was not finished by the time lawmakers adjourned, the Associated Press reported. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, said when the text is actually written, it will be made public for scrutiny. When legislative text is finalized that reflects the product of our group, we will make it public together consistent with the bipartisan way we've worked for the last 4 months, he said. We may need the weekend. Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, added. We may vote on several amendments, but with the cooperation of our Republican colleagues I believe we can finish the bipartisan infrastructure bill in a matter of days. Former President Donald Trump criticized the politically irresponsible bill in Republican senators on Friday for delivering a big win by caving to the radical Democrats on infrastructure. Why are Renos so desperate to push bad, radical leftist policies? Trump asked. And at the same time give a big win to the Democrats. On Thursday, Trump underscored Senator Mitch McConnell's DNY weak leadership that is allowing Republican to lose. Under the weak leadership of Mitch McConnell, Senate Republicans continue to lose, Trump wrote. The result of the bipartisan bill will set the momentum for President Joe Biden's Trojan Horse $3.5 trillion infrastructure package, which includes expanding Medicare, amnesty, global warming initiatives, and subsidized racial equity and environmental justice initiatives. Opposed by Republicans, Democrats will attempt to pass the measure via filibuster-immune reconciliation tactic that only necessitates a simple majority.